Here you go. Sit right here. Right next to me there. There we go. Psalm 127, verse 1, is a popular verse. It's a well-known verse by many, but we're going to just read it really fast here. You ready? Everybody say yeah. Unless the Lord builds the house, its builders labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchmen stand guard in vain. So, what is this about?
I don't know. I do not know.
Let's talk about that. Unless the Lord builds the house, its builders labor in vain. We know lots of people build houses, right? But imagine building a house and not having God involved in it. You think, well, I'm kind of used to that, you know, that's a pretty normal thing.
It would fall over.
Well, a lot of people build houses and they don't fall over, you know? So what's this Bible verse saying? I mean, listen to this, here, the rest of it. It says, unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchmen stand guard in vain. They stand guard in vain. It's like, whoa, what's going on here? I want to help show you what this is about, okay? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put these little cups down here like this. This one. We're going to put all these little cups down like this. And then I'm going to show you what the verse is talking about. What I think the verse is talking about. I happen to have here some lemonade mix.
A lot of it.
A lot of it.
Nope.
A lot of it. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to put in a little bit of this in each little cup, and we're going to make some lemonade.
But then where's the water?
Oh, you got to wait on that one. Hold on here. I'm going to do one thing at a time. See? We're getting it nice and sweet in there.
Sweet.
Can you see it in there, Leo?
Yes.
Yep, I'm getting it. I'm hitting it, hitting the mark. It's getting in there. Okay. And there we go. Now, what's it like? What does it mean? Unless the Lord builds a house, those that build it labor in vain. Okay, I would like everybody to take a cup very gently. Okay, very gently take a cup. Here you go. Here you go. And over here. Okay, does everybody have a cup?
Yep.
All right, here you go, Leo. Hold that.
Nope.
Be very careful.
Nope.
Now.
Who's he done?
Yep. Everybody got one?
Yep.
Okay, well, enjoy your lemonade.
No water.
No water.
So?
So, it'll take sour.
It says lemonade. Flavored drink with mixed and other natural flavors. Well, this is lemonade.
And lemons are, are you
telling me that something is missing, like you said earlier?
Water.
What's
water,
missing?
Water.
Water is missing.
You can still eat it.
Yeah, you can, but it's just not as good. You could eat it, but you're going to probably get thirsty because there's no water with it. That's what building a house without the Lord is like. That is what, unless the Lord watches over the city, you can have someone guarding the city, but if the Lord isn't in it, if he's not with them, it's not going to help. It's kind of like missing a key ingredient in something. If you don't have water with the lemonade, if you don't have water with the lemonade, what does that mean? It's not going to be very good. It's not going to be as good, right? God wants us to have him involved in every part of our life. Did you know that, girls? Every part of our life he wants to be involved in. It's like, unless the Lord helps us in studying, unless he's with us, we study in vain. Unless we live our life with the Lord, we live it in vain, which means we waste our life. We need to be living with God in our life. Active in our life, in every part of our life. Kind of sour, isn't it?
Yeah.
A lot of them are licking their fingers and stick it in there. You know, I don't have any water with me.
What?
So you know what you could do? Is we could pour all these act into one, and then downstairs later on, when we have our time together,
we
could do
snack.
That. You want to keep it, huh?
It's me.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about that.
Yummy.
You know what? I don't know about that. Tell you what, give me your cups. Just put them in mine. Put it on top of mine. Slide it right in like that. Yep. Down like that. all the way. And this way, we won't spill any up there, and they won't have to clean up after us. Because it's missing a key ingredient, which is what? It's missing water. Oh, what a disappointment. It is a disappointment not to have the water with it. And you know what? Our life is going to be a huge disappointment if we do not have God in our life. We got to have God in our life, in every part of our life. And then it'll be sweet, and it'll be, we won't be thirsty for God. He'll be filling us up.
I am thirsty.
Let's pray. Ready? Let's pray. Lord, thank you so much for these children, and thank you that you satisfy us, and that you bless us, and that you are the one who wants to be in every part of our life. Remind us of that, God. Excuse me. Remind us of that, God, that you want to be with us in everything. Help us to include you in all parts of our life. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for coming up. And you can get some lemonade later if you'd like.